That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
You guys, today we have a very special episode. Today we are actually doing something a little bit different. So I shared with you guys last week, I literally just launched a skincare brand. I literally have birthed a baby. It has been very dear to my heart. And if you haven't yet listened to our most recent episode, we got into everything about the brand, from the genesis to the product to the name Wyse, Y-S-E, and why it's called Wyse. So in the spirit of that, and in the spirit of creating a brand centered around this idea of being wise, becoming wiser, we have tapped some of our favorite guests of all time and a few upcoming who have so generously and kindly taken the time to answer this very question. What's the wisest thing you've ever been told? So without further ado, I bring you Dr. Jordan Geller, Hannah Brofman, Lauren Santa Domingo, Newbie Hands, Christy Stryker, Tracy Cunningham, Kristen Cavallari, Gab Waller, Dr. Laura Devgan, Dr. Roddy Raban, Joey Malouf, Dr. Will Cole, Dr. Holly Bakshanda, Tina Craig, Violette, Elisa Goodman, Liana Levy, Bobby Brown, Samantha Boardman, Hillary Duff, Sierra, Bethany Frankel, Dr. Corey Hartman, and our very own Emisha Gormley. Dr. Jordan Geller.
Listen to your patient. They'll tell you the story and they'll tell you everything and they'll tell you the diagnosis, not in a medical word, but through a story they tell. I feel like if you just sit and talk to someone, you can really make a big difference in someone's lives without a bunch of fancy technology. It doesn't always involve scans and fancy blood tests, and, you know, it doesn't have to be that complex.
Hannah Brofman.
The wisest thing I was ever told was don't fall in love with your business. Meaning, don't romanticize your business because it'll take away from your critical eye.
Lauren Santa Domingo.
Vera Wang once said to me, why be boring? The other thing my dad told me once is that life is a marathon and not a sprint. And it's something that I think about all the time. I play a long game. I make mistakes all the time. I'm not in a hurry. I've never really been in a hurry. I take my time and try to do things right.
Newbie Hands.
I think I've learned everything by my mistakes and getting things wrong. I've learned through not listening to others, but doing it myself and getting it wrong. And also when you're younger and when you're a lot younger, which 13-year-old girl is going to be told, you know, you have to figure it out and get it wrong. And I think there's this thing that, you know, that failure is part of success, which I love that approach. I love that attitude that most successful people fail. The more successful, often the bigger they've failed.
Christy Stryker.
Delegate and like trust your people and really trust them and have confidence in them.
Tracy Cunningham.
The wisest thing I was ever told, listen, really listen before you speak. Also, I'm a big believer in prayer and write them down, pray and write everything down. that you want.
Kristen Cavallari.
The wisest thing that I've ever been told has been to trust the process, meaning just trust how life unfolds before you. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes in the midst of it, we don't understand why we go through the things that we go through, but eventually everything really does make sense.
Gab Waller.
Be an audacious dreamer. Think big. Nothing is impossible.
Dr. Laura Devgan.
The wisest thing I've ever been told is something that I heard from Danny Meyer on the How I Built This podcast. And he said that life isn't about avoiding problems because problems are really inevitable. It's about figuring out how to solve those problems, surrounding yourself with fun, good people, and having fun while you do it.
Dr. Roddy Raban.
The wisest thing I ever heard or was told or made up is that when you pay more, you don't necessarily get more. But for sure, when you pay less, you definitely get less.
Joey Maloof.
The wisest thing ever said to me was, in a time I felt lost and confused about where my life was headed, I began to ramble on to a dear friend of mine. And when I finished talking, they calmly looked over at me and said, "You just have to love yourself." I had chills up my spine. Hearing those words at that moment relaxed out the kinks in my viewpoint. It got me asking important questions like, what is it that I love? What sparks joy for me and excites me from within? What makes me feel alive? I couldn't believe I hadn't thought of it before. It amazes me how simple words heard at the right time can give a perspective reset. You just have to love yourself. Wisest thing ever said to me.
Dr. Will Cole.
I've been told a lot of wise things. I'm blessed to have a lot of wise people in my life. But something that comes to mind, may our ethics be written in stone and our opinions be written in sand. Let that sink in for a moment. Is that we hold so tightly our opinions and we sort of deify and pontificate on social media and tell everybody about our opinions, and our culture kind of lends itself to these keyboard warrior culture and everybody has these strongly engraved opinions. It's the opposite in our culture. Their ethics are written in sand and their opinions are written in stone. I think we have it backwards in many ways. And I want to live like that. I want to live an ethical life that's written in stone and then be okay with evolving and pivoting and learning and growing. And my opinions on everything today should not be held so tightly.
Today, you are all in for a very special treat because we are going to be talking about all things Jenny Kane. You know, I love me some Jenny. I love her. I love the brand. I have a million of her sweaters, which we'll get to in a minute, and we'll go through all the ones that I truly, truly love. But for those of you who might not be familiar with Jenny Kane, she fully embodies the ease of California spirit. Think minimalism meets luxury, laid back, cozy, comfortable, chic, completely timeless. Her pieces will take you from season to season. You can layer the sweaters over the dresses or wear them on their own. When we talk about elevated basics and wardrobe staples, this is really the pinnacle of that. I wear her pieces all the time, and I have ever since she launched. I truly live in her sweaters. I give them all the time. There really isn't anyone I know who doesn't love Jenny. I love that I can wear these pieces at home, to the office, on weekends, sports games, anything and everything. They're so versatile, and they're perfect for travel. There is nothing like a cozy sweater for a long flight. Okay, let's get into the sweaters. I love the cotton for summer, the cashmere for really all year round. I love the cocoon cardigan. I love the fisherman. There are actually so many great timeless colors. You guys, as I am filming this, I'm wearing the fisherman. It's like a beigey, stony color, but they have black, they have navy, they have oatmeal, they have ivory, all in store. And trust me, I have them all, almost all of them. I recommend you do the same. And when it comes to dresses, the Riviera slip dress and the Cove are two of my all-time favorites for summer, literally on repeat. Okay, one more thing to complete the look. I've been super into their leather sandals. you will absolutely live in these. They've got monochromatic sets. They've got home. They've got kids. I mean, honestly, Jenny, you're the best. I love your clothes. I love everything about it. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners, you guys are lucky. We're going to be giving 15% off your first order when you use code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennikayne.com. Promo code LIPSTICK, the brand go-to for all season staples. Treat yourself, you guys, because you deserve it. Okay, protein powder. Let's talk about it. Protein powder usually really doesn't taste great. It tastes chalky, has often an aftertaste. It can make you feel kind of queasy. That's why I'm really excited to introduce you to Clean Simple Eats. It truly is one of the best protein powders I've ever tasted. I love the vanilla. Clean Simple Eats is on a mission to elevate lives through food, fitness, and the best tasting supplements on the planet. It's clean, it's digestible, and it doesn't affect your stomach. I'll add the vanilla protein powder to my smoothies almost every day. I'll slightly change them up depending on the day, but honestly, vanilla chocolate, you got me down. Sometimes I'll also add almond milk, berries, handful of ice, a little bit of dates. Sometimes I'll also add chia seeds, a little bit of a banana when I need extra protein after or before a workout. This one is creamy. It's smooth. There's no chalky texture. Each serving contains 20 grams of grass-fed whey protein. That whey is cold processed from start to finish, keeping all the nutrients intact, which, you guys, is really, really important. Their formula also contains an enzyme blend to help your digestive system break down the protein powder. There are 22 delicious all-natural flavors, so there are a lot to choose from. Chocolate, peanut butter, brownie batter, cake batter. They also have an amazing selection of collagen, hydration, and energy mixes that I highly recommend. I love getting extra electrolytes when at all possible. One of the things I love about Clean Simple Eats is their high ingredient standards. Their protein powder is non-GMO, gluten-free, third-party tested, always grass-fed, and made with zero artificial ingredients. Visit cleansimpleeats.com. And you guys, we're going to give you 20% off with code LIPSTICK at checkout on your first order. That's cleansimpleeats.com with code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off on your first order.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez, and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend, or a friend of a friend. See you there.
Dr. Holly Bakshanda.
One of the wisest things I've been told was by my mother. She told me, embrace those things that you were insecure about when you were an adolescent or teenager. Things like being too skinny or scrawny, or maybe even a little bit more voluptuous than your peers. Having curly hair when straight hair was in, or having a name that sounded different or was spelled differently. Those are the very things that make you different, that make you unique. And it's those very things that you should embrace because they make you stand out. They make you special.
Tina Craig.
Always stay curious and never stop learning. Seek that knowledge for the sake of knowledge, not for the recognition or the achievements.
Violette.
When I started makeup, I was not coming from, you know, big name in the industry. So I was really coming here without knowing anyone. And somebody told me, so her stylist actually, give yourself 4 years, and for 4 years you give everything. And in 4 years, if it's not working, don't take it personally, just let go, do something else. And that was the best advice because it allowed me to give my best, to work my ass off, knowing that it could end if it's not working. So I kind of had the timeline that kind of gave me air. Okay, I don't have to work like crazy forever. It's just for 4 years, I'm going to do everything I can. And then you really give your best. And at the same time, you don't put too much attachment to it, that with your ego, it doesn't work. It's life, it happens, and it's okay. And so I had the plan B if it didn't work, and I still have the plan B today. It helps me not pressure myself in an unhealthy way. When I tell people, they're very surprised, like, what do you mean if that doesn't work? It's already working. Yeah, but you never know what tomorrow is going to be like, and it's okay. allows me to give my very best, but at the same time, keep a healthy relationship with my passion.
Elisa Goodman.
My dad would sit me down and say, "I wish you could see what I see in you. You have unlimited potential. You can do whatever you set your mind to. I see someone who deserves nothing but love, happiness, and success."
Liana Levy.
Work smarter, not harder.
Bobby Brown.
Never ask for permission, but beg for forgiveness. This was advice from Leonard Lauder told to a young makeup artist after he bought the company bearing my name, and I listened. And by the way, sometimes you have to take chances, know to do the right thing, follow your gut, and if it doesn't work or you kind of piss someone off, you just say, "Oops, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to."
Samantha Boardman.
Knowledge is knowing a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it into a fruit salad. What I love about this quote is how it speaks to the importance of being flexible and the value of using common sense and not letting assumptions dictate our actions. It's so tempting to be rigid and to cling to tightly held beliefs. And the tomato and the salad example always reminds me to take a step back and consider context and to always ask questions of ourselves and others.
Hilary Duff.
My mom really always stressed to us to be just kind, and kindness will always pay off. And it's really simple, but I've learned it to be true. It's also really easy. It's a shame that more people haven't found out how easy it is.
Sierra.
My mom, when I was younger, she would talk to me about not taking gifts from men. And I know what she meant by it. Sometimes I think girls can, of course, my love, like, give me gifts all day, baby. I love everything that he does. But just saying, like, when you're in that young stage, you know, you don't want to be wooed by the things that really don't matter. I think that that was a really good thing to hear at a young age. You know, sometimes, you know, people, especially when you're young, we're vulnerable. I think people perceive things like gifts and things like that as love. And I think that just having that perspective of not putting value into those tangible things, like what a person actually does, like what are their actions? What are they actually, not what they're saying, but what are they doing? But people also show you who they are by how they love others. How do they talk to their mom? How do they talk to their sister or their brother or their friends? Like, that's a person that they are. Wise words.
Bethany Frankel.
Ellen DeGeneres said to me, "Don't buy into the love and don't buy into the hate. Everybody loves you. Don't be like, oh, that's amazing and I'm so great, and everybody hates you. Don't be like feeling beating yourself up about it." She said this years ago.
Dr. Corey Hartman.
Ooh, bloom where you're planted. My aunt told me to bloom where I was planted. That's just in relation to trying to decide where I wanted to have my career and where I wanted to live and have my family. Anybody who really knows me is always kind of surprised that I'm living in Birmingham when I chose this program, when I chose to stay here. But you can make an impact wherever you are. I think that, you know, you have to look at other factors that you don't always consider when you're younger. And those things aren't going to be important to you for the rest of your life. So that was really wise advice. I love that's my second mother who told me that, my mom's sister. And it has served me very well because here I am in Birmingham making as much noise as if I was in New York or LA.
And our very own Emisha Gormley.
Don't worry about what other people think. I tend to worry too much about what other people think. And when I let that go is when I do my best.
Thank you again, all of our incredible guests, for the support and the love. I am very, very grateful for this community. I cannot wait for you guys to try Wyze and want you to be the very first. And in light of that, I'm going to give you all 15% off your first order. Just head on over to wisebeauty.com. That's Y-S-E-B-E-A-U-T-Y.com and use code LIPSTICK15 at checkout for an exclusive 15% discount just for my Lipstick on the Rim listeners. I'm telling you, if you want good skin, if you want even skin, you're going to love Wyze. Tell us what you think. Tell us on Lipstick on the Rim. I love the feedback, good or bad. Hopefully it's good. But I think you guys are going to love it. Don't forget to rate and review and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim. And now, so happy to say, Wyze Beauty, Y-S-E Beauty. And you guys, that's a wrap on this week's episode. We will see you guys next week. Also, I want to know, what's your Wyze? DM me. What's your Wyze? Be Wyze. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.